The Riders by Tim Winton.
Scully woke sore and freezing, with the fire long dead and his clothes damp upon him. At the well he washed bravely, and afterwards he scavenged in his turp-soaked rubbish heap and found a shard of mirror to shave by. He wiped the glass clean and set it on the granite wall. There he was again, Frederick Michael Scully, the same square dial and strong teeth, the broad nose with its pulpy scar down the left side from a fight on a lobster boat, the same stupid blue that caused his wonky eye. The eye worked well enough, unless he was tired, but it wandered a little, giving him a mad look that sometimes unnerved strangers who saw the brillo-pad hair and a severely used face beneath it as ominous signs. Long ago he confronted the fact that he looked like an axe murderer, a sniffer of bicycle seats. He stuck out like a dunny in a desert. He frightened the French and caused the English to perspire. Among Greeks he was no great shakes, but he had yet to find out about the Irish. What a face! Still, when you looked at it directly, it was warm and handsome enough in its way. It was the face of an optimist, of a man eager to please and happy to give grand. Scully believed in the endless possibilities of life. His parents saw their lives the way their whole generation did. To them, existence was a single shot at things. You were a farmer, a fisherman, a butcher for the duration. But Scully found that it simply wasn't so. It only took a bit of imagination and some guts to make yourself over, time and time again.